Hello, my name is Cindy Ebinger. I'm a tectonicist. I study the processes by which the plates are stretched apart to create new ocean basins. One of the processes that creates permanent scars in the continents and in the form of a valley, so a fault-bounded valley. Now, those faults now in the Vale of Eden aren't currently active, but in the past, a large fault system developed on one side of the Vale of Eden, and rocks moved down and on one side of the fault and moved up on the other side of the fault. And that this hole that was created was then subsequently filled by sediments and water in a lake basin. And over time then the sediments accumulated, there was some erosion along the sides to produce the Vale of Eden topography that we see now. In many areas, this process starts and then stops, and maybe the deformation shifts to some other area and is successful, but it leaves behind many scars of these early stage basins. And the basins themselves then are beautiful because nice valley, there's the nice topography adjacent to it, and high summits that you can look down onto the valley. So it's a beautiful area. One of the other reasons over time that these rift valleys have become very interesting is that they've served as corridors for animals and migrations, and also for humans as well. So they're kind of like the roadway system throughout time.
So is it almost as though a new plate boundary is sort of trying to form and then just stops?
The new plate boundary is trying to form, but the scale of the plate boundary may be 1,000 kilometers across, or the areas that start to deform, and eventually then it may localize in a small area. So you could cause a small amount of deformation in many areas, and only then the actual rifting or the separation happens in one small spot.
And in the East African Rift Valley, that's a process that's happening now?
Oh, it's happening across a very broad area, and some areas are just starting to develop, so it's propagated actually from north to south. And but up in the Afar Depression, it's actually the onset of C4 spreading, and many of the basins in that area are below sea level. They're just dammed temporarily by a volcano that prevents the Red Sea water from coming in and flooding them now. So East Africa has many volcanoes and fault-bounded valleys across a broad area, and some of them are already inactive and failed.